Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
WPGC 95.5, it's 8:26 in the morning time. Joe Clear Morning Show, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. We have an incredible guest on the line with us right now. Poet, you do the honors, please.
Oh, thank you so much. On the phone right now, Village, y'all have been having questions about how to deal with what is being called quarantine fatigue, where you're just exhausted by this restrictive lifestyle that we're living. And me and Joe believe that when you don't know, you call an expert. So on the line right now, we have the phenomenal Iyanla Van Zandt joining us.
Indeed.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Deep Bob. Love to you. How you doing this morning?
We are incredible. Good. And now that we have you with that deep dive love, even better. We want to get out of the way and let you talk to everybody here in the DMV about quarantine fatigue. We have parents. We have everybody who is listening right now. Please take it away.
I read that. I was very interesting, and it was interesting that it was offered by a mental health professional. And the thing that I found very interesting is that everything that was addressed in the article is about what we do outside. You know, she was talking about her parent, her patients, and doing more of this and that. And the thing that I think people miss is that the quarantine was saying to us, stop and go in. And we are freaking out because we can't get out. So I just found that very interesting. You know, when I grew up in a time when people lived at home. They lived in their houses. But now people live in the gym. They live in the club. They live at the bar. They don't live in their house.
Right.
So, you know, the fact that we had to go home was very stressful for people because we're so accustomed to going out. And the pandemic was saying, go in.
I went in. I was so happy. I hate to put this out there, but I was so happy that we were actually having a downtime.
Yeah.
Without everyone. Of course, I hated the fact that there was this fear thing coming around, but there was also this come together thing for me, my wife, my children, my siblings, my mother. And it speaks to what you were saying. So for those of us who had to go in and started to get the heebie-jeebies for being in, what would you say to them?
Well, you know, that's the thing. part of it was that it was out of our control. So it stimulated a lot of fear. You know, human beings have basic fears. One is, you know, fear of nature and what it can do, which is what the pandemic was. Mm-hmm. Fear of the unknown, which the pandemic was. You know, fear of, and in the fear of the unknown, there's the fear of death and the fear of change. Oh, you know, because things can't control that. And then the other fear that it stimulated was fear of other people. We all fear, oh, they're going to rob me, they're going to hit me, they're going to hurt me, they're going to leave me. So the pandemic stirred up the three basic human fears that reside at some degree and some level in most human beings. So as opposed to really getting still and looking at the fear and being present to the fear and working through the fear, we started freaking out because we couldn't go out and we couldn't reach out and we couldn't distract ourselves and we couldn't avoid and we couldn't ignore and we couldn't deny. So I and it's hard. You know, many people live alone or they're yearning a relationship they don't have. Some people were in a relationship and then during the quarantine they're saying, well, why am I in this relationship?
Mm. Oh, word this morning, Village. Catch it.
You know, Dr. Van Zandt, you know they call that a word nowadays. The young people say, oh, she said a word.
Yeah. And so I think that it gave us a lot of information that if we had the skill and the tools, we would be able to process. Also, you know, this very strange phenomena that I'm really not aware of. I didn't know that schools had become babysitters. Mm-hmm. I thought children went to school to learn, and yes, they go during the time that parents are working. But schools being responsible for the care and upbringing of the children, I wasn't aware that that was something that existed. I thought schools were for the benefit of the kids, not the benefit of the parents.
Listen, I agree with you, but I can't tell my wife that that I agree with you.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by Iyanla Van Zandt.
And I am hoping that when we come back from this short break, as a person that is single and I live alone, there was a interpersonal conversation that I ended up having with myself during COVID. Doctor, I found out that there were some things that I did not like about me.
Yes.
That I had to face during COVID. So when we come back, can we dive into that a little bit?
Oh, let us, please. How delicious will that be? Let me get my napkin and my fork.
You go grab coffee, tinkle if you got to, check on that Zoom meeting that I know you muted. And when we come back, it is more with the Joe Claire Morning Show and Dr. Iyanla Van Zandt right here.
Yes.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.